South Africa's Market Theatre was born in the darkest days of apartheid. It was the original staging ground for some of the most famous political plays to come out of that period, including the hit musical Sarafina. It is where legendary South Africans, including the actor John Connie and playwright Ethel Fugard, made their names. NPR's Kate Bartlett brings us this report as the venerable stage marks its 50th year.
For a play set in the 1930s and written in the 1980s, the latest restaging of the musical Marabi at Johannesburg's Market Theatre obviously still resonates, even with this mainly Gen Z audience who never knew life under apartheid. The story follows a black family's struggles in the first half of the 20th century and ultimately ends with their forced removal from their home under the white government's racial segregation laws.
I've got my blood almost everywhere in the brick.
Director Arthur Malepo is a theatre veteran who has been involved with the Market since its inception 50 years ago.
There was no black, there was no white. We were just a whole group. Whole bunch. So we were making things, making theatre.
But in South Africa at the time, that was incredibly subversive. Tony Award-winning actor John Carney, known globally for The Lion King and the Black Panther movie, said he was stunned when the theatre's founders, Barney Simon and Manny Manum, first told him their vision.
I thought these two whiteys were nuts. You know, it's not going to work. And they said to me and Arthur Fugger that it's going to be open to all. I said, what are you talking about? It's 75, 76.
Carney, after whom the main stage is now named, said in a 2014 interview on the theatre's YouTube channel that despite his initial reservations,
my entire career fell in place on this stage.
The theatre, formerly an inner-city fruit and vegetable market, opened its doors at a historic moment.
It happened to coincide with a remarkable and very important national day.
That's Greg Homan, the theatre's artistic director. He's talking about the Soweto uprising on June 16, 1976, when youth took to the streets to protest schools teaching in Afrikaans, and the ensuing government crackdown that saw hundreds killed. The Market Theatre was forged in those days. It became known as the Theatre of the Struggle, where multiracial casts put on political plays, highly critical of South Africa's regime, for multiracial audiences.
It flouted all apartheid laws. It allowed free access to anyone, including actors and audience members. That often created trouble for the theatre in that it was often raided.
And often, apartheid government censors turned up.
In some instances, after the performance, they would then go onto stage and they would start doing their censorship in front of the audience.
Performances staged at the Market Theatre helped carry the anti-apartheid message at home and abroad, with landmark plays like Waza Albert, Sophia Town, and Sizwe Banzi is Dead.
Freedom is coming tomorrow.
And of course, Sarafina, about the Soweto uprising with music by Huma Sakela, which premiered at the Market but went on to Broadway and became a Hollywood movie starring Whoopi Goldberg. But artistic director Homan says the theatre is not content to remain in the past.
We've become very much the home of the South African story. And more recently, it's the challenges of a young democracy and just living in a country that has the burden of the history of colonialism and apartheid and so on and so on.
50 years on, the Market Theatre still remains a stage where South Africa confronts its past, challenges its present, and imagines its future, one story at a time.